Making a difference in our community, this is Gina Lee. Gina, thank you so much for being a woman of influence. A lot of people in the community know you for your involvement in the Dragon Boat Festival. How did you end up as chair of that great event?
Well, it started several years ago when I joined the host team, Survivors Abreast. And the first year I came out to the festival to race, and it was like magic. Like there were tents and people, and they all seemed to know where to go and what to do, and things were so well organized, and it just was, like I said, magical. And now I get to be one of the people who creates that magic. It's awesome.
Tell us your story.
I'm a breast cancer survivor. I'm an 8-year survivor. Yay! And when I came out of that whole process, you know, the surgery and the radiation, the recovery, I kind of felt not whole. And then I ran into this group of very strong, positive women, and I thought, I can do that. So I joined the team, and as they say, the rest is history.
How important is it to kind of have that support system, not just from family and friends, but from people who have actually gone through the same sort of experience that you have?
I can't tell you how valuable it is, because in this case, when you're dealing with, like I said, these very strong, positive women, you are voiced it up. So you think, I can do this. My life can go on. It's not the same as it was before. It can be better than it was before. I'm probably healthier than I ever have been in my whole life. I have a better attitude than I ever have been, and it's all because of this team.
Gina, what was the experience like the first time you got in a boat? Like, were you amazed at, wow, this is a lot harder than maybe it looks?
Well, yeah, I was terrified because I'm not naturally a boat person, and it doesn't feel very stable the first time you're in, but it actually is very stable. But the nice thing is you're in the boat with a whole lot of people who are sharing the same experience, or in my case, people who were much more experienced with it and were able to give me a sense of calm and don't worry, it's going to be okay, you're going to love it, and I did. And so it was a little scary at first, but, you know, with some practice and some people to support you, it's no problem.
Gina, I think it's important to stress, too, and you sort of alluded to it, but just the idea of donations still rolling in and where those donations are going, which in this case would be the PRHC Foundation. There's been an outstanding relationship between the festival and the foundation. Can you talk a little bit about that and when people donate, where exactly their money is going to be going towards?
Yes, absolutely. When people donate, 100% of their donation goes to the PRHC Foundation. There are no administrative costs. The festival is completely run by volunteer people power. So every year we have a dedicated project that we're raising funds for, and this year the project for the PRHC Foundation is called REVA, and that's Robotic IV Automation. It's a chemotherapy treatment technology. So when cancer patients are taking their chemotherapy treatments, the mixture of chemicals is unique to that person right down to the molecular level. So this new technology will help to prepare those compounds of chemicals more safely, more accurately, and more timely, because unfortunately the demand is growing, and so we need to be able to keep up with the demand. So this new technology will put PRHC on a level with some of the larger cancer care hospitals like Princess Margaret, which is great because everyone in our community deserves that world-class care.
Fantastic, Gina. Thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and a big shout-out to our whole community for their support.
Listen to all of our Women of Influence interviews at ptbotoday.ca.